Simon Kufnin Gimel Siv Zayin. Hold the basic Nesis Nimka, that which one can sell a shul, Hainimila, Shel Tfarim. That's only when it's a shul that belongs to a group in a little village. Shein Boim, Anoshim, Kleim, Sechayrim. They use it, that people do not come from the outside, and it's used only for the members of that individual community. Because in such a situation, we say, Shalom Nasis, El Nekron Levatim, was all made for themselves. So it's up to them. They had it now. They now want to sell it, as long as they have another place to move to. Baruch Hashem. Says the Ramov, Afilu Bono Oysim Mishal Achayim, even if the money was given to them from pledges from outside the community, but it was given with understanding that the tzibur could do what they want to do. Yeah. Therefore, if there's no condition made in advance, and afterwards the people that donate the money say, we don't want you to sell it, it's not up to them. If you want it to be specifically for it and never change, then one would have to make a clear condition in the beginning. Yeah. Therefore, they can sell it because it's their private shul. When we come back, but once they do sell, the money still has kedusha. Like we said before, you can't use the money for a lower level of kedusha. All this that we say that the kedusha remains on the money is only when the people of the town sold it without the consent of Panaseim. It used to be every town had like a town council that was made up of seven distinguished members of the community. So if they didn't take council of those seven people, just the Sima said, let's go and sell it, then all the Kedusha remains, and therefore they cannot do what they want with the money after they sell it. The same thing if the town council members sold it without the explicit consent of the members of the town, also, even though the sale goes through, but the money retains the Kedusha. There's a gathering together, and the seven members of the town council plus the members of the community were all together, and they made a decision to sell the shul. Then they can use the money for whatever they want. It loses kedusha because we say in a condition, we say in a situation that there was a consent of the town council plus the members. In that situation, we say that from the beginning, when they were like makdish the money for the shul, it was made with the condition that if it's a consent of everybody, the kedusha goes off. It continues in Mechaber. V'mkibul aleihem bnei ha'ir b'feirish v'mecher zeh. If the members of the town explicitly accept upon themselves that what kol mashe yasu afil yochid mashe also osu. If they, initially when they collected the money, they also made a condition that if such and such person decides to sell it, we're all consenting to the sale. And also, we say the same thing, that that individual has the right to make the full decision. He has the power of the city together with the town council. Continues the Rambah. As long as there's a public awareness that these town council members are planning to sell the shul, then that's automatically understood that the members of the town are involved in the sale. You don't have to actually go and ask everybody individually. You don't even have to make a meeting of everybody. You just have to publicize that there's an intent to sell it. So far, this is what we learned. If it's a shul of a little town, village, they can sell the shul. If it's sold by the members of the town or by the town council, but not by both of them, the kedusha remains on the money. And if it's sold by the two of them together, then after the sale goes through, they can do whatever they want with the money. But all this is in a little town or village. Continues the Mechaber. Avil shel krovim, shebo'im shomim kaimes ha'cheirim. If it's a big city, metropolitan areas, that people are coming from all over the world to that area. In those places, there's no way you could sell the shul because the shul was not designated just for a specific group of people. It was designated for everybody that's coming from out of town also. the only exception to the rule would be is when it was built explicitly with the understanding that there's one individual who makes the decisions what's going to be with this shul. In such a case, he can make the decisions. In that case, the Yochid can do whatever he wants. Yeah, because it's understood that Elim came toloys of Das HaYochid in the metropolitan areas. The only way one can sell a shul is when it was initially set up. It was set up that one individual has the right to make decisions about selling it. Then he could make the decision, but he also has to get the okay from the tzibur, unless explicitly said he can make the decision even without our consent. The same thing applies for any of the dvarim shem kedusha, the bima and kodesh, etc. The kula grim bas beis knesses, they will have the same status as the shul. Continues the Ramah, Yochid Shabana Beis HaKnesses V'nos No Lekal. A person who build a private shul and then he decides to give it over to the tzibur, Dina Ke Beis HaKnesses Shel Kahal, has the same status of the congregation. In other words, he does not retain personal ownership once he gives it over to the tzibur. And whatever they can do, as a tzibur they can do. Abam Shir Le'atzmai V'yishum Koyach. But if he left something for himself, Ein lo mecher ki im al pi akal ve'al piv o yoshev. If he didn't fully give it over to them, he left part of it for himself, then they cannot sell it unless it has the consent also of himself or his descendants. V'chol ze lo ayri elo kishyesh lo beis knesses acheres. Avon ein lo rabbis knesses achas. Also lo mocher, as we learned before, that if you have only one shul in town, then under all circumstances are you not allowed to sell it. So I feel the sasra also actually even affairs that we learned before, you're not allowed to knock it down. You always have to have a shul available till you have the new shul. Continues the Ramah, Kol Dov Shavikdusha Shanimka Umuta Lashanoisoi Nimka Balachrosa. Anything that has Kedusha that was sold in a fashion that is permitted, you do not have to make a achrozik, you do not have to make an announcement about the sale, bein bo yono, and also that if you overprice it, underprice it, the sale goes through. The halacha is by karka, by real estate, even if there is a major mistake in the price, it still goes through. Abadosh, also the shanoise, that's something that you're not allowed to change into a lower level Kedusha. In such a case, you do need to announce it before you sell it. The explanation of this is, if the tzibur were given specific permission that they could do whatever they want with the money, so they don't have to announce it when they sell, because even if they sell it for less than the price, that's included in the permission they received. But now we're talking about something that you're not allowed to be mishan. It means that when it was pledged for this level of kedusha, and there was no conditions made that you could do whatever you want with it. So therefore, you have to be very careful to make sure you have the right pricing, and we don't cause any loss to the value. Therefore, in that case, you do have to announce the sale to make sure the price is right.